Living with the problem. How many of us have to go through a statement like that, living with the problem? This is the Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with your thought for today, living with the problem. This is a letter that I wrote to my niece, who has been babysitting her mother in the hospital as she is deciding whether she wants to live or whether she wants to die or what the heck she wants to do. And the appearances are not always that pleasant, but Linda, my niece, is a most amazing girl. And I might say this letter is dedicated to Linda. But let's read it and see what we have to say here. Sunday, December 22nd. That's today. Mm-hmm. Beloveds, it is fun to play the game of living in a Pollyanna world, where everything is milk and honey and every problem ends up with a bright, shiny, happily ever after conclusion. Of course, this is what it is, a Pollyanna world where everything does come up with a happy result. Everything we think, say, and do results in exactly what we have in our consciousness. We may think differently and say, oh no, I did not think that, I did not say that, I did not do that. But we did. We ask ourselves why we would create seemingly negative things in our life. Why would anyone create in their life conditions of limitation, lack, illness, and unhappiness in any manner whatsoever? The answer is all too clear. We do it because we think that there is a possibility of those things happening in our experience. It is not because they are an illusion in our world at the moment, but because they have been in our thoughts at one time or another about ourselves or others. How in heaven's name could the possibility exist in our thought when that is something we would never think, say, or do? Our world is not only the day-to-day happenings which fill our waking and sleeping moments. Our world is much further afield than that. Our world is whatever we are, we, by our choice, let into our thinking system. This includes our penchant for eagerly reading the scandal yellow journalism appearing on the magazine racks of the supermarkets and the newsstands. You know you do. It is our thinking it is okay for us to peek at the not nice porno things that are available to us if we would like them on our computers. It is thinking that it does not affect us to be aware by reading the newspapers, magazines, and listening to the radio, television, and our neighbors telling us the usually negative news of the day. How can we be so dense as to think this has no effect on our life experiences? Every introduction of our thought system to the negativity of the world in which we choose to live leaves an indelible impression on our thought, and we therein and thereby manifest it in our life. Foolish, we say, but we continue to do it again and again. People laugh at me when I blithely say, upon hearing an ambulance siren, oh, some woman is going to the hospital to have a baby who just could not be patient and wait for its mother's time. People say, that is foolishness. It is an emergency. I say, you have it any way you like. I will have it the way I like, and watch and see whether my conclusion is right or not. You'll find it is correct. As we are faced with the conflict of an appearance, whereas we know the truth of wholeness, purity, and reality, what are we going to empower? The illusion of one thing or another? Truly, it's just that, one illusion or another. I marvel with Linda how she can work with May day after day with a happy heart. The illusion is thrust at her every day for months that May is not doing well. Linda will not accept that illusion. She stands firm with the conviction that May is whole and perfect. Those of us who are distant from May are not confronted with this limiting view on a daily basis. Of course, Linda has her ups and downs, but joyously, her ups are more frequent and more everlasting than the downs. Daily, Linda talks with the doctors and nurses, the social workers and the nursing staff, at the home, telling them that her mother is worth every effort to think and be positive. May is whole and perfect. May is doing beautifully. May is a fabulous being, important without comparison. If the president were hospitalized, or the Pope, or some other such dignitary, the entire world would claim their healing and health. All would think positive, to the point of almost panic and eagerness for this important personage. No one would be allowed to have any thought which would deny the world's celebrity's perfection. Anyone in our world is certainly worth that much acclaim and confidence in their wholeness, if not much more. So Linda sees May resting comfortably, enjoying hours of quiet introspection, fasting, and purifying her body and spirit as she has never done it before. Our outer objective view tells us that she should not do this. Rather, we can say May is healthy and strong. May is filled with the power of her indwelling spirit and radiates that outwardly through every moment of her life. I see May whole and perfect now. I see May whole and perfect now. I see May whole and perfect now. Giving up to the appearances is allowing ourselves to see the seeming depletion of the body as an indication that it is ready to be released and she to move on to another dimension of life. That's okay too. But I feel that our privilege and responsibility is to see her body expressing now its original purity and integrity, life and wholeness. So long as life is there, it is to be lived. To live it in limitation is an option, but a strangely undesirable option. To live life in wholeness is an option we aspire to. To aspire to such an option means we must keep our thinking clear and clear and clear and clean, always on the object of wholeness. The time has come to ignore the appearance world, which would tell us we are limited, and claim the world which announces boldly that we are unlimited. True, we do not look at the pictures of limitation, rather at the pictures of wholeness, purity, and goodness. Whenever pictures come to us of limitation, we purify our vision and see the picture of wholeness. Linda has been working daily, seeing the picture of wholeness in May. Let's join her. I'm with you, Linda. I'm with you, May. I'm with life all the way. I love you. Love, Herb. And so, it is. And I love each of you. And I see you whole and perfect now and forevermore.